If we rely on Him, He can turn any weakness that we may have. So we have to acknowledge that we are weak. We are broken vessels. But when we acknowledge this, we are broken vessels that is used by God. That's the main thing we have to understand. As we are broken, we are weak. We acknowledge this, and we are allowing God to be our strength, to be our sustainer in all our ways.
Stop by grace. I know you listen to this right now, you're probably saying, why am I here today? But I'm here to tell you that you were stopped by grace, stop in your tracks, stop to let you know that you were made to be somebody. Renew your mind, know who you were called to be. Stop by grace, listen and learn.
Welcome to the Stop by Grace podcast. I'm your host, Richard A. Irvin. And man, I'm so happy to be back once again with another episode. In today's episode, we are discussing the topic of you are in your calling. And you might be saying, how am I in my calling? What do you mean by that? You probably was looking for a title of what would be better? You are, what is my calling? What is my purpose? What am I called to do? What am I called for? And I kind of addressed this in my last episode of Tranquility in the beginning of what is my calling. I said I was going to tap in a little bit. Today I'm going to tap in a little bit more, but I wanted to add maybe a other video to it on the Stop by Grace TV. And so this is going to be a little bit of what I'm going to be talking about as well too on the other episode, but not in full depth of it. But this is the main topic, is the understanding of this. And then I will talk about the main verses that apply to what I'm saying with this, if that makes sense. But anyways, the main thing I want to start with and by saying is that I believe that whatever has happened within my life, my brokenness, my trauma, the things that I have went through, the things that I have done, the things that that caused me harm, the things that I cause harm, I have peace. I have knowledge that I myself have been a victim. And I have a knowledge that I have called victimization. The people that I have loved, the people that have trusted me, the people that have been around me, the people that did things within my life. And you might be saying like, well, I don't really know. How do I find that kind of peace? Because maybe you feel like I've done so many wrong things against God. I've done so much against other people around my life. How can I find that peace? The first thing I would say is to ask God for forgiveness and then forgive yourself. The two simple things. I think I released a video on that before about forgiveness and forgive other people as well on the Stop by Grace TV. So you can check that out to understand more of what I'm saying about that. But the main thing is we must acknowledge that we do have brokenness. That's the first thing. And you could be healed by that. 100% true. Because I myself have been healed. And the same is true for you. Whatever you have experienced brokenness, God's grace can sustain you. Whatever you have experienced brokenness, God is able to sustain you. Actually, not only sustain you, but also measure you. That's the amazing thing about God. He's able to sustain you and measure you up to your calling. Because we are all called for a purpose. That's the main thing we have to understand. We are all called for a purpose. So how is the question? How can I acknowledge that I am called? The one thing is you have to understand your identity within Christ. That's what this podcast is for, to know who you are and know who you are called to be. I believe you have to go in those two orders. You cannot walk in your calling unless you know your identity. You cannot walk in a calling unless you know who are you. It's like if I walk into a job and I'm doing these things, I'm doing the fryer, or I'm fouling fouls, I'm doing all these things, but yet I don't know my title. I don't know who I'm called to be. You want to see the janitor fouling fouls, or the janitor answering the phone for a customer or taking an order. You see the janitor cleaning. You have to know your identity. Now, the first thing we have to understand is the first calling that's on our life, that's your identity, is connected with Christ. The same way my identity and my job is connected with my company or what I do. So within your calling within life, your identity is connected with God. You are a child of God. Now, if you are a child of God, what assignment or what things is connected with that understanding of I am a child of God? One of the main things is that you are a child of God. You are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. You have everything that you need and ask for because God is your provider. So once we have this understanding, when we experience brokenness, God's grace can sustain us and measure us, then we're able to acknowledge that I am broken, but I am sustained and I am confident within my identity within Christ. So we have to acknowledge that we are weak. We are broken vessels. But when we acknowledge this, we are broken vessels that is used by God. That's the main thing we have to understand. As we are broken, we are weak. We acknowledge this, and we are allowing God to be our strength, to be our sustainer in all our ways. See, this is a transformation of mind, though, because a lot of times we're thinking, since I am weak, I must get strong. Since I'm weak, I must go to the gym. Yes. But in order for me to be a actual, I would say, in fit or be able to get to the level that I want to do, I probably need some help from a trainer. And who is our trainer? Who is our source in this understanding of how can I be stronger? If you have no knowledge of bodybuilding or marathons, or whatever, you go to somebody that actually has that kind of knowledge. But this is applying to life. So who can have the source of life? The creator of life, which is God. Because if I rely on man and things of this earth, it all passes away. It's no foundation. It's not reliable. But God is able to sustain. He is more than able of all our situations and needs. So he shows you how to relinquish your reliance on earthly forms of security. And then what he does, he teaches you to rely and rest in his wonderful provision and love. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, acknowledges this. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of God, the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in a time of need. My God, we acknowledge he is the one that sustains us, and we go to his throne, the throne of grace. We didn't earn this. I didn't earn to be able to live in a house that is would not even grant to me because of all the things that I have been through. To the world status, as an African-American from South L.A., I have a percentage of being either in jail or dead. That's my percentage. It's a 1 to 5% chance that I'm able to survive from that. So I have a 95% to 98% chance that I either end up in debt or in jail. By the age of what? 25, I believe. The odds were against me. And they still are. By the age of 30, my statistics shows that I, myself, before the age of 30, will end up either dead. The odds are against me. But if I rely on statistics and the world's understanding of how life works, those outcomes might be true. But if I rely on God's word saying I am an overcomer, I would not concede to the world's status and its understanding of how life should be. But I will submit to the living God and draw to his throne room, and I will receive mercy and find grace to help me in my time of need. We then therefore can be confident that Jesus Christ can take any weakness we may have and turn it into strength, hope, and honor. Wow. That's amazing to even think about. If we rely on him, he can turn any weakness that we may have, my God, into strength, hope, and honor. I think of this. God is able to change the unhonorable things, the unclean things, the unpure things, into things that is honorable and pure and clean to him. Changing any dope dealer, any dope fiend, any lust, thirst, any perverted perversion, any drunken thief, blasphemer, adulterer, anxiety, depression, suicide, molestation, molester, abuser, the list can go on, murderer, liar, hater, hatred, is it hidden yet? Cutter, cheater, the list goes on. Is it hidden yet? Is it showing you what God is? Is it showing you that God is the one that transformed those things? He transformed your weaknesses. You a liar. You a cheater. You a adulterer. You a luster. You perverted. You can't read. You can't write. You can't spell. You can't understand. You can't talk. You can't walk. The list goes on. But God is able to sustain us. I'm slow. I'm fast. I'm weak. I'm tall. But he's able to transform those weaknesses into strength, hope, and honor. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of the age. He is the one that saved us. He called us. What is this? A holy calling. My God. I can feel the Spirit of the Lord right now. A holy calling. Not because of our works. Mm-mm. It's by God's grace that we are able to be called a holy calling. Because God is the one that did this. It was his purpose that you was called. It was by his grace that you was called. But it's not by our own deeds and our own works. It's by his purpose, his grace, which is, not which was, which is, which given us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, or before the beginning of the age, which he gave in us before the beginning of the ages, which he gave in us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of the ages. Christ was, and he always has been, and he always will be. From the beginning, it was within destined that we were given grace and mercy through his son. People could just grasp that understanding of the internal being of God and know that he planned this from the beginning to have a relationship with you, with us. Those that are listening right now have no idea what their calling is or understand what a calling is. But Father God, you showed in your word in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 9, that you are the one that saved us and called us. And this call that we have is an honorable calling because it is holy, a holy calling according to your purpose and grace within your son, Jesus Christ. Christ the Lord, that we have this calling within you. So Father, we acknowledge it. We acknowledge this and know that we have a calling worthy of all the praise. So Father, help us to walk in this calling in obedience to you. Help us to draw near to you when we are in need. We acknowledge that you are the one that sustains us in all our needs. So Father God, we glorify and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Stop by grace.